Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you being with us on this Hump Day Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 edition. For a few years now, we've been broadcasting a show early Sunday mornings called The Flatline with Rick Hughes Ministries. 7:30 to 8 every Sunday morning. A lot of you may not know about this. I'd like you to get up this Sunday at 7:30. Tune in to the Patriot Voice Radio Network, both websites, both phone apps, as well as the radio station, 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. And listen to Rick Hughes. He talks about the flat line, the front line of troops that go into battle. God's problem-solving devices, he's identified 10 of them. Rebound, filling of the Holy Spirit, faith rest drill, grace orientation, doctrinal orientation, personal sense of destiny. What is God's plan for you and your life? Your personal love for God, your impersonal love for all of mankind, sharing the happiness of God, and your occupation, your job with Jesus Christ. His website is rickhughesministries.org. He's written books that he will send to you for free. A crash course in Christianity, a divine pardon, the Bible's promises and principles, Christian problem solving, flatline transcripts, God's grace in aging, life's toughest years, practicing your Christianity, understanding your soul. He has podcasts on his website, rickhughesministries.org. You can listen on demand on podcasts at his website. The Flatline broadcasts every Sunday on radio stations across the United States. Stations and times are listed on our website, rickhughesministries.org. You can listen at a radio station's link or the radio apps. The goal of the show is to help you verify and identify God's plan for your life. You know, we're all living. We go to work. We have a family. Perhaps you go to church on Sunday. Perhaps you don't. This is not a church. This is a ministry. His life was very, very interesting. Was recruited and played football for Alabama's Bear Bryant. And after his first year, he dropped out. His life was going in a downward spiral, and he found Jesus. And he has devoted his life to these ministries. Writing books, doing podcasts. He will mail this stuff to you for free. All you have to do is email him at rick@rickhughesministries.org or send him a letter or give him a call. If you want the information on a link with the phone number, website, email, text me Rick. R-I-C-K for Rick Hughes Ministries. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Again, I got a couple of text messages for Rick, rickhughesministries.org during the break. His phone number is 800-831-0718. His mailing address, if you want to mail him a letter, P.O. Box 100 Cropwell, C-R-O-P, as in Paul, Well, W-E-L-L, Alabama, 35054. RickHughesMinistries.org is the website. That's the best place to go online. You can request a book for free. He has DVDs. He has little bookmarkers, all free. Does not charge a penny for any of it. He's got benefactors, donors that keep him on the radio. I believe he's over 200 radio stations every Sunday. Our station has been carrying him, thanks to George Ranville introducing me to Rick years ago, 7:30 to 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Highly, highly, highly recommend you check it out. You're used to getting up for work every day? Vicky's sleeping in on Sunday mornings. I come out, make a fresh pot of coffee, turn it on, 7:30 to 8. Absolutely love his 10 biblical principles that will change your life. What is it? What does God have planned for your life? Is this it? Is this all we're supposed to be? Are we at a point in our life that we are destined to just continue doing what we're doing? Or does he have something else planned for you? And you'll be told by God in prayer, what do you want me to do with the rest of my life? And I absolutely, highly, highly, highly recommend it. You guys, I got to tell you, man, this is phenomenal. Phenomenal stuff, and we've been carrying it. Did not promote it that much, but I was rededicated to it. They sent us our quarterly check to carry the show and said, Randy, if you don't get more people listening to our show on Sundays and getting them to request my books for free, listening to the podcast, getting the bookmarkers for free, all the stuff that we have available for your listeners, if you don't get more people responding to us, we're going to stop airing the Flatline with Rick Hughes Ministries on your station. And I said, you know what? Send me some books. Send me some bookmarkers. Send me some little cards, handouts that I can give to people. He's got one that was very interesting. 10 reasons your prayers aren't answered. He goes through 10 specific reasons why, when you have prayed to God, perhaps your prayers weren't answered. That's one of the cards I have for you. He also, on the backside of that, has God's prayer protocol. How to pray. What to pray. Intercessions, praying for others. Petitions. Specific things that you're petitioning God that you would like help in your life. Why pray in time of needs? And mandate from God, you have to pray daily. You have got to take a moment in your life, whether it's a meal, whether it's before you go to bed at night, maybe when you first get up in the morning, you have got to come into communion with God. Be patient and persistent in prayer. God answers in his timing, not yours. The Flatline Show every mornings on this Patriot Voice radio network, the websites, the phone apps, and the radio station, 7:30 to 8 a.m. on Sunday. Check it out. Go to his website, request some books, some of these cards. The book I'm reading right now is called Christian Problem Solving. And I'm going to start talking about this book here as soon as I get into a couple of chapters. Greatly, greatly appreciate Rick Hughes and everything he's doing for us. Text me, Rick. I'll send you the information. We're going to go to Lansing. All kinds of things happening in the House State Representatives. This speaker, Matt Hall, has come up with some new committees. He's given subpoena power to some of these committees, and they are going full blast. One of them is actually a chairwoman, State Representative Rochelle Smith. She's the chair of the House Elections Committee. And I have been in contact with her in her office. Well, yesterday, they had a committee hearing. And it was really interesting. Because elections integrity questions taken up in committee yesterday left the Democrats asking why. An election skeptic representing the Election Integrity Force and a national analyst questioning how soft money groups steered $120 million to Democrats nationally gave presentations to the State House Election Committee yesterday to the frustration of Democrats who appeared to struggle with the meaning behind all of it. Election Integrity Force trainer Chris Kajala, who has been politically active in Muskegon County for years, testified about his group's look into cleaning up qualified voter files. Election data, because of the apparent holes that are in them. As Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf looked on from the back of the committee room, Kajala talked about the lack of a real audit in the election process and perceived election abnormalities that he could not explain. Election challenges were brought up and was a struggle to get what he considered complete election data from the Bureau of Elections. Well, when the Communist Democrat State Representative Matt Kolesar from Plymouth asked if he accepted the results of the 2020 election, Kajala said, "I accept the results of it. There's nothing we can do about it. It's in the past." But the problem is that people didn't look at the problems that were there. Following up with Kajala was Parker Thayer of Capital Research Center, an investigative think tank based in Washington, D.C. Thayer went through a 43-page report about Everybody Votes, a 501c4 dark money group charged with registering millions of voters in Michigan and other swing states, presumably to help Democrats win their elections. Committee Chair Rochelle Smith said, quote, "I think it's important that we show the public these organizations and the funding and how it all influences our elections." Adding that bringing awareness and investigations matters is part of our job. When it was pointed out that some Democrats might think presentations such as these are a complete, enormous waste of time, Schmidt said, "There were a lot of things we did last term when the Democrats were in the majority that I thought was an enormous waste of time as well." And that statement, by the way, made MERS News Service quote of the day. Asked to respond to today's testimony, Angela Beenander of the Secretary of State for Jocelyn Benson said there is always ways to have serious conversation about election security in Michigan. But that's not what this committee has been doing so far. Instead of engaging in useful dialogue, they're platforming organizations dedicated to cherry-picking data that they don't understand, rehashing debunked arguments, that have been repeatedly thrown out in court. It's questionable use of taxpayers' resources and an unfortunate distraction from the work that would truly benefit the people of the state, Benson's spokesperson said. Well, Angela, I'm going to back the bus up a little bit. And I'm going to explain your statements that you did not do when you said them. Rehashing debunked arguments that have been repeatedly thrown out of court. Let's take that statement out of your mouth. Why have they repeatedly been thrown out of court? What has been the basis for these radical, liberal, progressive, socialist, communist judges throwing these lawsuits out of court? You know what their easiest and simplest explanation has been? You don't have legal standing to bring this lawsuit. What? We don't have legal standing to sue our government when we have evidence, forensic audit evidence here in Antrim County as to what Cheryl Guy did on the election of November 2020. We have it completely downloaded onto a brand new laptop. Everything that she did in her office a month before the election, the night of the election, the next day after the election, the day before the Board of Canvassers on Wednesday, what happened to her computer, where the entire election was deleted out of Cheryl Guy's machine and reconstructed on Thursday, the next day when the Board of Canvassers came with the tabulator tapes and the flash drives, the sticks, and recreated the entire election here in Antrim County from November of 2020. Donald Trump, in a Lester Holt NBC Nightly News story that ran on October 28th of 2024, just 8 days before the election of November 5th, supporting Cheryl Guy's writing campaign against my wife, Victoria Bishop. Where Donald Trump, when speaking on January 6, 2021 at the Capitol, you know, the insurrection, you know, the riot, where Donald Trump said in one Michigan county, 6,000 votes were switched from Trump to Biden. He was talking about our Antrim County. We have the evidence. But because they put so much threat on Judge Kevin Elsenheimer and his family, his children, he backed out of the case and threw it out, knowing that Matt DiPerno was going to take Bill Bailey's lawsuit to the Court of Appeals, where they said, you don't have Bill Bailey. Rest in peace, sir. He recently just died of prostate cancer. You don't have legal standing to bring this lawsuit in a statewide election. The case was thrown out, and DiPerno never took it to the Supreme Court. Arguments that have been repeatedly thrown out of court. Liberal judges' legal standing. Right. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems.